take this one, I guess. Maybe we can put on the consent calendar. All right, then, we'll move to House Bill 1026. Are there proponents of House Bill 1026?
Good morning, Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Patty Warkentine, and I'm here with the Department of Human Services in support of House Bill 1026, which is an act entitled to provide rulemaking authority for certain fees for the certification of interpreters for the deaf. The Department of Human Services is the state agency who is responsible to evaluate, test, and certify interpreters for the deaf. We did a recent cost analysis on our out-of-pocket expenses on conducting these evaluations, which according to state law must be done at least semi-annually. Our cost analysis, which I do have here and I'd be happy to hand out, does indicate that our out-of-pocket expenses per candidate per evaluation is $250. And it's due to that recent cost analysis that was conducted by our Office of Budget and Finance and the Department of Human Services that has brought this piece of legislation here before you today. The intent of this bill is to take out of statute the current $75 fee that we can charge for an initial certification for an interpreter, a recertification, or a provisional. And what that's doing is allowing the Department of Human Services, in our administrative rule, which we currently do have in effect, a list of all of our services and fees, allows us the flexibility to adjust the fee that we're going to charge interpreters for their certification. And again, the language of this bill is also states that it shall be no more than $325. Based on that cost analysis, here you see that our cost out-of-pocket expenses are in the average of $250 per candidate per evaluation. And let me just stress that the certification that we're talking about in this legislative change is a certification of an interpreter for the deaf and hard of hearing. An example is our department staff interpreter, who is behind you directly, Julie Pollack, who works for the department. It's a necessity to have these interpreters in the state of South Dakota. We do have a couple of our deaf friends, individuals in the gallery here today that will also testify in the next bill in support of the need for interpreters. We need, as a department, to maintain our out-of-pocket expenses, and that's what this bill will do, is remove the $75 out of state law, but allow the department the flexibility to promulgate rules with adequate public input, public hearing, and filing with the Secretary of State the fee that we will charge for an initial certification for an interpreter of the deaf. Any questions?
Are there questions from the committee? Senator Staggers.
We're talking about certification. Mm-hmm. Can somebody interpret without being certified in South Dakota?
No, according to state law, you cannot.
So we're really licensing these people then, huh?
Licensing and certification.
Mm-hmm. Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And this is kind of a general comment. I've now heard numerous bills that and maybe you that have been around longer than I have, can tell me we're always granting rulemaking authority. Isn't it just generally understood that departments have that ability to make rules without every occurrence coming in and we making rulemaking authority, or is that something that is common that we have to do for every area?
It is common that it is specified in state law where you have rulemaking authority. The Department of Human Services already has rulemaking authority, and these same lists of services and these same fees are already in our administrative rules. What we would like is to take this section out of the state law, but maintain our flexibility through the rulemaking process to adjust fees as needed throughout the course of the years, not to exceed or no more than $325 for that five-year certification.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Senator Hamm.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, how many certified interpreters do we have now?
We have a registry of interpreters that's upwards of 250 individuals in the state. Not all of them are certified. About 90-95% of them are certified.
If I may.
Senator Hamm.
Did you say they have to be recertified every year, or did I miss?
It's a five-year certification. We test every 5 years.
Senator Olson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Patty, how many levels of certification are there?
Currently, the state of South Dakota recognizes three levels, threes, fours, and fives.
Further questions from the committee? Actually, I have one, and I realize that the portion that says for re-examination, not more than the amount required for the initial certification, when would somebody be re-examined?
That's if upon the completion of their 5 years, they do need to retest, or they have the option to provide continuing education units and recertify. They have a couple different options, but it's only after their five-year certificate has expired.
And then would that cost be, it's not more than the initial service, generally speaking, would it be another
$325? $325, the maximum every 5 years.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you. Any further questions? Senator Hamm.
If I may, what are the different levels mean? I mean, one of them you can do publicly, and one of them you can do in school?
Actually, yes. Each level is points that were earned during the evaluation, scored on a table, and you earn a level for the number of points based on your skill of both voicing and signing in front of a panel of five members. In our administrative rules, it does state, according to level, which community and educational, medical, and legal-based settings you can work in. So that is currently defined in our administrative rules.
Further questions from the committee? All right, then, are there further proponents of House Bill 1026? Seeing none, are there opponents of House Bill 1026? Opponents of House Bill 1026? Seeing none, then we'll close to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hamm.
I move due pass on House Bill 1026.
Moved Hamm, seconded Sutton. Due pass on House Bill 1026. Clerk will call the roll.
Due pass. Petrie?
Aye.
Hamm?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Sagers?
No.
Sutton?
Aye.
Olsen?
Aye.
Albers?
Aye. All right, then, 1026 will go out with a due pass recommendation. Senator Hamm, would you carry this one on the floor? Thank you. All right, then.